Okay, just a little bit of level and we get started. Red Sultana Secrets. Was listening to the moon landing commentary, played in real time as it was 40 years ago today when man landed on the moon, and I confess there was a tear in my eye. Yes, there was, as I heard those immortal words.
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I've always been a bit of a closet geek, you know. I've read science fiction since forever. I once told my parents to wish me well if I was ever abducted by aliens, as I would be relishing the experience. I've always wanted to go out to outer space. I visited NASA on my trips to America and the Sky and Space Museum in Washington, and when John Glenn orbited the Earth in the space shuttle, I hosted a special broadcast to share the experience with my fellow geeks. The moon landing is special. Don't you dare try to tell me it's been faked. There was a tear in my eye. Anyway, the theme of this podcast is secrets, so I'm going to tell you a secret story that also moved me to tears this week. Secret. It's one of those friend of a friend stories, except that this really did happen to my friend. Yes, it did. So let me tell you about Scuffgate. I go around to see my friend, and she's got this big box of gifts that she's just received from her friends on the other side of the country. And they've gone to her favourite fashion store and bought her things that she can't get over here in Perth. They've bought her several little tops and a skirt, all from this shop. It's like sort of fairly cheap but fashionable, edgy sort of shop. And she's showing me how great they are, and she's really happy. A couple of days later, I ran into her again. And she says, "You won't believe what happened." I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, I was talking to the friends. I rang them up to thank them for the gifts that they'd given me for my birthday. And they were telling me that there should have been another gift in that parcel." I said, "What happened to it?" "Well, that's the thing, you see. Her friends went over to see her other friend who'd gone over there for a family thing and to pick up the gifts. As well, they'd gone over and they hadn't wrapped them because they thought, oh, it'd be nice, we can show them to her and you know, it'll be nice for us to share that experience." So she's going through the presents. She's saying, "Oh, looks lovely, lovely, lovely." And then she sees this scarf and she says, "Oh, I like that. Tell you what, it's my birthday a couple of weeks ago. I might have that." She puts it on. The other friends are just looking at her going, "What the? Who does that?" And they said, no. "We've bought this for, you know, let's call her Anne. We've bought this for Anne and you know, we want to give it to Anne." She says, "Oh, well, you know, you guys didn't buy me a birthday present, so, you know, it'll be all right. I'll have this." She won't mind. Anyway, when Anne rings up to say thank you, this friend says, "It's been eating away at me. Did you get the scarf in your package?" Well, she didn't. Can you believe that? This person just took this present, expected for someone else. Just unbelievable. Anyway, Anne wasn't going to let it go. So she rang up a friend and said, so-and-so just told me that they'd actually bought a scarf as well, and it should have been their gift. And she said, "Oh, yeah, I didn't think you'd mind. So I took it." She said, "Well, actually, I do mind." Anyway, she got her scarf back.